We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, the recent falls in the stock market have us thinking, you know, how are we feeling about putting money away this year? More than last year, less than last year. And of course, our friends at Bankrate.com took a little look at this, and they're releasing a new stock market investment report. When they look at 2022 compared to 2021. Hey, Greg, thank you so much for the time today. I really appreciate it.
Always great to be with you, John. Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. So what are some of the key findings here, especially against the backdrop that certainly the stock market is not having quite the rambunctious year it had last year on the top side?
Yeah, it was interesting. You know, we've certainly seen a lot of volatility in the market this year. Inflation is at a 40-year high. And so we wanted to look at how has that impacted investors in terms of their activity. Alongside that, how do investors size up the amount they're going to invest specifically in stocks this year relative to what they did last year? You know, what was interesting is more than half of investors, yeah, they plan to invest about the same amount this year as they did last year. And same sort of thing where, more than half of investors didn't actively trade as a result of the volatility and inflation in the first part of the year. What was interesting is that it was younger investors, millennials and Gen Zers, that were most likely to say they plan to invest more this year than they did in 2021. Good news. However, they were also least likely to sit on their hands in the first part of the year amid volatility and inflation. You know, activity among all age groups kind of evenly split between buying and selling, but the recent behavior may be betraying best intentions for those that were selling in the first part of the year, but overall think that they're going to invest more this year than last year.
We don't know what's around the corner next week, let alone the rest of the year, right? But you did break this down, as you mentioned, between older and younger investors and their feelings on investing in the stock market. What were some of the general findings there?
Yeah, we did see that, you know, younger investors looking forward tended to feel like they were going to invest more, but they were also much more active in the short term. One thing that really jumped out, among all age groups, it was a pretty even split between those that had been buying and those that had been selling due to volatility and inflation in the first part of the year. Now, baby boomers were slightly more likely to have sold, and they're nearly three times as likely to say they're going to invest less in stocks this year compared to last year. However, that latter point, investing less in stocks this year than last year, for a generation that is on the cusp of retirement, beginning retirement, or maybe already in retirement, that's not abnormal. I mean, that's entirely consistent with dialing back portfolio risk, regardless of the market environment. So I don't necessarily see that as characteristic of, panic selling as much as, that was probably on some level going to happen regardless of whether the market was up or down this year.
I did find it interesting, especially as you talk about Gen Z and millennial investors willing to invest more in stocks. We hear a lot about crypto, the popularity of it, people having, some people, in the last couple of years having tremendous success with it. You might think anecdotally that that might take away some of the luster from the stock market, but do we see any impact in comparing the two approaches?
Well, crypto hasn't exactly been a banner of good performance this year either. So for, particularly younger investors that have embraced crypto more, they're probably feeling the pinch of that more, particularly if they were a little bit late getting into the game. On, the stock market, up until pre-pandemic, for years up until maybe about early part of 2020, we had noticed that millennials were very reluctant to embrace the stock market. And that changed in a big way during the pandemic. Of course, we all know the meme stock craze that was going on, a lot of younger Gen Z investors just getting into the market for the first time. But we see a significant difference in terms of how millennial investors think about the stock market now relative to what they had done as recently as just a few years ago. And I think, you know, particularly for the generation that has decades of investing ahead of them, both leading up to retirement and in retirement, that's a welcome change. Yes, it means stomaching some volatility, but that longer time horizon, you also have the most to gain by with the discipline of hanging on and buying more during market pullbacks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.